Hey everybody, what's going on? It's Lucas here again. Now, I just got finished recording the Misconception of College podcast episode, and so I'm diving into this new one. Like I said in the previous episode, that I was going to make two episodes back to back, and so here I am again with another episode. And in this one, I want to talk about the same person, Kendall Cole, that I mentioned in my previous video. I mean, not video, my episode, which if you missed, is coming from this episode of Change My Mind by Steven Crowder, the one that's called America is Not Racist, featuring an individual with whom he discusses the topic, Kendall Cole. Now, in the video, America is Not Racist, which again, the material of the video doesn't really have anything to do with the topic that I'm trying to discuss today, so bear with me. Kendall uses the term trailer trash. I don't really remember the full context of the video, of that statement, but I do remember not feeling anything towards that because, I mean, there's a quote that's like, you don't always remember what people say, but you remember how they made you feel, right? You don't always remember what exactly a person says to you, but you won't forget how they made you feel. And the same thing can be said for this case where Kendall used the word trailer trash, but he wasn't using it in a negative context. He wasn't using it to offend. He wasn't using it to label people in a bad way. He just used the term trailer trash. And it was clear that his intention wasn't a harmful one. But he works at an In-N-Out. And apparently, when that video came out, he got suspended from his job. See, this video came out on the 24th of June, which is like a couple weeks ago at most. And on the 30th of June, Kendall got suspended, not fired, but suspended from his In-N-Out job because of the trailer trash comment, which someone saw on the internet and reported to his manager, I guess, and then he got suspended. And interestingly enough, 2 days later, he got his job back. So the suspension was only 2 days, which goes to show that the internet sort of took Kendall's side on this matter, we'll get into that. I was about to say, as do I, but we're going to go ahead and talk about that for a bit. And so the whole problem that the internet had with this, as well as the problem that I have with this, is Kendall was not on the job when he used the term trailer trash. Now, the topic that I want to discuss in this podcast episode is, to what extent does your behavior outside of work impact your work life, right? You can see why I'm using this example to talk about this particular topic. Kendall was not on the job when he used the term trailer trash, and yet his job, he suffered with a suspension from his job as a consequence of his character outside of work. Is this fair? Is this not fair? Well, that's what I'm trying to explore in this podcast episode. Seeing as I just watched this video, I haven't had the most time to formulate my thoughts to come to a concrete answer, but you'll see throughout this episode as I try to explore this particular topic. Now, as on a moral level, right, on a moral level, I do believe that we should always strive to call upon the greater good no matter what the circumstances are, right? Whether you're working, whether you're on the clock, or you're at home with your family, or you're out having fun with your friends, wherever you are in the world, whether you're at your job or not, I do believe that we should always strive to call upon the greater good and be good people, right? Like, for instance, whether you're working or not, I think that we should be respectful. I think that we should be kind. I think that we should treat each other fairly. I think that we should be honest, right? These are qualities, for instance, that I think are regardless, that people should have regardless of whether they're on the clock or not, for the greater good of us all. Now, there are also values that I think that can be different depending on whether you're on the clock or not, right? So if Kendall used the term trailer trash while he was at work, I can see why that would call for some potential reprimanding, right? Because that could directly negatively affect the brand, which in this case was In-N-Out. So if Kendall used the word trailer trash while he was at work and customers heard that, that would probably have a bad outlook on In-N-Out. And so Kendall might be reprimanded for that, which I would understand. However, Kendall was not at work. He was on this video outside of work, having an interview, or not an interview, but a debate with Steven Crowder when he used the term trailer trash. And word of that got to In-N-Out, and then Kendall suffered consequences at his job because of something that he said outside of work. Now, given that has happened, I find myself to be sort of leaning towards the side that this wasn't fair. Because, I mean, again, it's always good for us to be good whenever we can. But see, the thing is, if you look at the video, at least the way that I interpreted it, and clearly a lot of people interpreted it this the same way, Kendall had no ill intentions when he used the term trailer trash. Even if he did have ill intentions, to what extent does that matter, right? How one carries themselves outside of work, how much of an impact does that have on a business? And if it does have an impact, how much does it matter, right? And I know I said this question several times now throughout this podcast, and I don't want to say this to sound like a broken record, right? But I'm just really trying to, like I said before, I haven't really gathered my concrete thoughts on this topic. I am definitely leaning towards the side that the suspension was unfair, because if we start to regulate speech to this extent, right, where you have to be, you know, super good at your best at all times or else you could lose your job, I think that's ridiculous. I don't think we should control people's speech like that. You know, people say, and people joke around outside of work, people insult, people say things outside of work. Now, if everything came to light to the workplace, you know how many people would lose their jobs or get in trouble? People say things all the time outside of work, which they cannot be saying at work for professionalism's sake. Now, if everything that somebody said outside of work was brought to light at the workplace, a lot of people would be fired or punished or reprimanded or suspended. Because, I mean, we need to respect the disconnect between a workplace and not being at work, because they're not the same environment. When you're at work, especially, there is a level of professionalism that you need to uphold. You most certainly need the values of respect and kindness and teamwork and honesty and all that, right? Especially at work, because that's business. Outside of work, on a moral level, I do think you should hold those values, but they should certainly not be that strict or the same thing, because you're outside of work. It's your time, it's your liberty, it's your freedom. And whatever rules you are bound by at work should not apply when you're not working. So to enforce a suspension as a consequence of what Kendall did outside of work, to me, does seem unfair. Now, I think part of what's holding me back from going to that side 100% is, again, I do believe on a moral level, we should be careful with how we conduct ourselves outside of work. I'm not saying you have to walk on eggshells. I'm not saying you have to be super sensitive to every single word you say every time you take a breath, right? Like, oh no, is something that I say gonna have to, you know, could anything I say get me fired? I am saying, though, that just on a moral level, you know, be careful with what you say and how you conduct yourself outside of work, regardless of intention, because that's always somehow open up for misinterpretation, as was the case by the person who made the complaint to Kendall. Or maybe that person didn't misinterpret it at all and simply out of malice decided to get Kendall in trouble for something that he said outside of work, which is ridiculous and is a different topic in and of itself. So yeah, this is basically the topic that I wanted to cover in this episode. Let me know what your thoughts are, because I mean, I can see, like, Kendall isn't directly hurting the In-N-Out brand by what he says outside of work, right? He's not wearing an In-N-Out uniform, he's not wearing an In-N-Out hat, or anything like that. He's not holding a billboard that says, or he's not holding a poster that says, I work at In-N-Out, and he's not spewing vile things. So, I mean, we do need to respect the liberty and freedoms that people possess outside of work. And I don't think it's fair for us to enforce repercussions at the workplace for something that someone did outside of work, generally speaking. If the behavior is very egregious and terrible, like, I mean, I think it's different depending on the degree of the offense. When you use a term like trailer trash, like, there are plenty of things out there far worse have been said than trailer trash, right? And so, I mean, I'm not trying to make this a comparison of the lesser of two evils, but saying something wrong versus, let's say, going out and killing somebody, you know, are two very different things. And so the impact that it has on your brand, you know, can be considered. But then again, how much does it impact your brand if you're not even at work? So I'm going to go ahead and end the episode here because I think I just covered everything that I wanted to say. Of course, as usual, let me know what your thoughts are on this topic, you know, in a DM or a comment anywhere or a voice message. I'd be happy to hear what your thoughts are. And just, yeah, I appreciate your time, you know, listening to this to these episodes. Now, I know there are actually about three to four people who listen to this this podcast regularly. And I want to take the time to say thank you to those of you who are doing that, because I notice, like, in my analytics that whenever I upload an episode, there are about 3 to 4 plays, and these are coming from the people who listen to my podcast regularly. I do want to thank you very much for doing that. It means a lot to me. I love the support, and thank you for helping me continue to do what I do. Now, with that said, have a good night, guys, and I will see you all next time. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.